Hey, yo, this is your man Wordsmith, a.k.a. the one with that classical flow. And right now, I'm chilling in the basement in the studio with the Hip Hop Digest show. And y'all know what it is. They give you nothing but them exclusive bangers, nothing but that real hip hop. They dusting off the vinyl in here. You know what? Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say no more. I wasted enough of y'all time. All you need to know, it's Hip Hop Digest, man.
Hip hop is so universal now, and it's bringing so many cultures together, so many different walks of life. Like when you come to my show, when you come to one of my shows, you're going to see black kids, Asian kids, white kids, Hispanic kids. It's going to be like just all walks of life. Walks of life. Walks of life. Walks of life. Walks of life.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green. We back in here again. What up?
What up, though?
After that extravaganza last week. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of niggas made good music, and we shared it with the multitude.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
You better believe it.
So, anyway, so we're going to do this joint right here, and we're going to start out a little different here.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Because, yeah, we're going to talk about something that I think is kind of interesting, sort of the intersection between the healthcare system and racism.
Oh, damn.
Shit.
Yes. This, because I do work in the emergency room, this situation was grievous to me, and I'm going to go ahead. A woman with chest pain left the emergency room, and she died shortly after she left. Okay, it was a young sister, okay, Tashana Ward. I did that, I got that. So, Miss Ward, she was in the emergency room, said she was having chest pains, and basically, I believe that she thought the emergency room was taking too long. Now, I've seen a lot of articles on this particular story about how the emergency rooms don't see people of color, particularly women of color, in a timely manner. I mean, white folks go in there and get seen. That's true, but I think that African Americans and white folks with this story is getting played. Okay? So let me tell you the reason why I think that black folks is getting played. Because right after that is racism. But I'm going to say it's second. Okay? Every story, USA Today, The Post, everybody's concentrating on racist angles of this story. Okay? She had a chest x-ray that showed that she had an enlarged heart. Her EKG was normal, all right? And the average door to admission time for this particular facility, I've seen in a couple articles, was about 4.5 hours, okay? So, but who's getting let off the hook?
Her for not going earlier? Is that where you going?
No, sir. It's not her fault.
Okay, okay.
The hospital's getting let off the hook.
Bang.
Oh, okay. Okay.
While everybody's looking at racism on this, and I'm not saying, we're talking about Milwaukee, I'm not saying that this didn't play a role, okay, and I'm going to give you a couple examples of that. But the key thing is here is that no one is finding out what was the nurse-to-ratio patient. Did the nurse have 4 patients per nurse? 6 patients, 8 patients. How many docs was on duty at that time? 1? A doc and a PA? 2 docs? How big was the emergency room? See, these are things that people don't see. So you're up at the emergency room blowing up the spot. How come I can't get in? What the fuck? And especially with African Americans, racism, which is a little bit more subtle, but I'll get to that. But the hospitals is doing this shit. Fuck hiring nurses. You we gonna have more than 1 doc on? Fuck that. So this ain't McDonald's. It's the emergency room. She did get a chest x-ray. It showed she had an enlarged heart. You know, her EKG was normal. So it wasn't like she was not seen. She was. And when you triaging, and you got 1 doc on, he's looked at that, he was like, okay, she can wait. who's the most critical. Now, let me get to the racist part, okay? Because you can't let that off the hook, because, like, right after that is where the racism can come in. Maybe you got a doc, maybe your insurance ain't, you know, like that. You're not catching no helicopter, nigga. You can wait for an ambulance, you know, for emergency treatment. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you come in the emergency room and you're a homeless cat and you want to get some free food and shit. You know what I mean? Some nurses is going to be like, nah, fuck that. Don't give him no food. But then an old white woman who comes in all the time just for socialization is eating the turkey sandwiches. Yeah, I get that. I understand it. But this story was very grievous to me, but I'm just thinking, damn, fucking racism is the lead dog in this story, and it's not exactly, that isn't the problem, especially when it comes to emergency rooms. So.
I see. And the hospital got let off the hook because everybody's talking about racism when, it, like you said, the hospital should have had more people on staff than they had, more docs on staff. That way people can be seen.
There you go. And that's the key thing, you know, but nobody, you know, talks about the healthcare. You know, healthcare is expensive and more docs makes it more expensive and all kinds of crazy shit like that, you know. But I'm just here to tell you, because I work in the emergency room and I'm not letting racism off the hook. Racism is certainly there, no question about it. But healthcare, insurance companies, drug companies, everybody involved in that healthcare situation, it's a cash cow. Them motherfuckers will squeeze two pennies together, you know what I'm saying, if it's going to make them 4 cents.
All I know is a couple of weeks ago, I was going in on Kaiser, and I'm going to just let this shit slide because you are now saying what you're saying, and it's fucked up that my brain just heard you say that in an emergency room in a hospital, there may be one motherfucking MD.
Oh, hell yeah,
that's
nigga.
That's insane, yo.
That is crazy, B. That is
wow.
That's unconscionable, B.
And people be watching TV and shit and thinking you got that motherfucking call Dr. So-and-so specialist and all this crazy shit, nigga. You wildin'. That shit don't even go down, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, look, I can imagine, you know what I'm saying, that some of the bigger hospitals or whatever got more than one doc. I mean, it's not across the board. But again, the patient ratios are a factor. You know what I'm saying?
If you, hey, you got know what else is fucked up, yo?
What's that?
This is a fucked up part of the race thing. A lot of black people don't really go to the doctor, yo. Male or female. I mean, whether it's insurance or not. Motherfuckers don't be going to the doctor. But when they do, it's usually something fucked up. Or you know, I'm not talking about the homeless people. You know, or whatever, because it's homeless people of all colors that go over there for that turkey sandwich. But when black people is like, generally, when you get sick, black people try to be like, yeah, I'm going to be all right. But when it's real bad and you go to the hospital and die, yo, that's just crazy. Because one or two fucking doctors in a whole emergency room. That's insane to me.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the realization. So I think that people would do well to look behind the curtain, if you will. Again, I'm not saying that she was not treated shabbily. That's not what I'm saying, you know. But what I am saying is that I bet if you look behind the curtain, you would be surprised at what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And in that aspect, to say about 3% or a little bit more, maybe closer to 4% of all emergency room patients leave the emergency room, you know, because of wait times.
Wait? Yeah, it's crazy. I remember a time when Taylor was mad sick. We sat there at PG Community Hospital, nigga, for hours. And we were there so long, her fucking temperature went down. And we just said, fuck it, we out. And then the next day, we went to another fucking, like, our regular doctor. But this shit was crazy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm guilty of that. We bounced. It was crazy. We were there for hours with a baby, a sick baby.
Indeed. So
that shit shouldn't happen.
Shit, that shit happens.
It does.
I mean, again, what can you do? I mean, literally, people are like, that shouldn't happen. I'm telling you, because I work in emergency, that happens all the time. Because hospitals is mad understaffed. Ain't that they can't hire folk. I mean, they ain't, you know. And shit, the docs will tell you, shit, I would love to have two more docs up in this joint so we can get it done. But they ain't hiring no docs.
And turkey sandwich is kind of high.
Shit, the doctor fee is kind of high, too.
So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, got a couple snippets of music this week, and I'm dropping it on you, and unfortunately, I got to, because I didn't have time to listen to it. I had a computer issue. New snippet, Kanye West, Up From The Ashes, produced by Dr. Dre. Anybody hear it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Next. Okay. New record from Eminem. Brand new album. Okay. There's chatter on the text chain with that. Okay. Did anybody listen to the dissing of Joe Buttons?
No.
He dissed Joe Buttons?
No. Fuck.
No, he dissed, Lord Jamal.
You got Joe Buttons on the brain with that whack-ass record you
bought. Oh, yeah. Let's tell him real quick. I went to a couple thrift stores today, and just on the strength, I bought a Joe Buttons record, and that motherfucker is in the hall, yo. It's called, what the fuck is this shit? What is this shit-ass record from Joe Budden? It's called Focus Back. Oh, yeah, Two-Sided Focus. Trash, yo.
In the hallway.
Yeah. Oh, among some other shit I picked up, but that is notable for being excruciating trash, yo.
Def Jam, nigga.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we at? Eminem, I think. Oh, okay, new album called Music To Be Murdered By. I gave it the 30-second snippet situation, and I think I had an epiphany when it comes to Eminem.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I gave it the 30-second joint. I mean, he's got maybe two joints that are listenable. Two and a half, if you're going to stretch the rubber band, in my opinion. Now, that's a 30-second smell test. I did stick around long enough to listen to him diss Lord Jamal for obvious reasons. So, but I think I had an epiphany with Eminem. And I'm gonna address that Lord Jamal situation first. Now, maybe I'm wrong here, okay? But is Eminem doesn't it seems like he's got a little thin skin? He's made a career of dissing pop star type Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon, and shit. I mean, nobody's mad at that, you know what I'm saying? If he got a personal beef with them, whatever. I'm not mad at that. But how come people are just sort of this self-righteous when it's Lord Jamal? And maybe it's only because Lord Jamal puts a racial spin on it, I'm thinking. But, you know, oh, fuck Lord Jamal, fuck Lord Jamal, whatever. You know, Lord Jamal is just like, look, you know, I don't consider him the king of hip-hop. None, fuck that.
He's not.
You know, well, that's where my epiphany came in. Okay, uh-oh. I'm thinking that Eminem is playing a different game. I think Paul Rosenberg, his management, his label, everybody over there at the team, even Royce the 5'9", they're playing a different game. At the end of the day, let's say 10 years from now, and they're totaling up, okay, this whole best rapper thing. Okay, now we're talking about pop rap. We're not talking about actual MC. We're talking about pop rap. You're going to have Aubrey's name come up, okay? But the only other person who's going to be able to come up and that people will accept is Eminem. Okay? Only because Eminem is the only guy other than Blackface who's putting up those type of numbers as far as streams. As far as, you know, dominance, chart dominance, you know, blowing out the box every time. And so, let's say 10 years from now, let's say 15 years from now, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whoever's getting around and saying, we really want to put Drake in, but you got a choice, Kurt G. It's Drake or Eminem. Swerve,
Eminem?
Drake or Eminem? You got a choice. One of them's going in, Drake or Eminem?
If it's my
Eminem.
Choice, I'm putting Eminem in.
See,
dude.
And that's where I think Eminem is playing. I think that's the playing field he's on. Last week, we talked about all these other motherfuckers who don't make real hip-hop and got all kinds of fucking excuses. Eminem is another one, okay? Technically, he rhymes well, but he's still making the same fucking music, same hook, same shit, okay? He's doing it on this album, okay? For the most part, except for maybe the two and a half, you know, things that he's got on there that are interesting. But maybe he's not concentrating on that shit. Maybe he's saying, I got to hang around at the top of the charts to really represent hip-hop before all of these clowns take over. And you yourself, both of y'all, picked Eminem in the American Music Awards or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or anybody who's going to honor strictly pop motherfuckers who sold a lot of records. Strictly. You know what I mean? They're certainly they're not caring about quality. That's not what they do.
Well, M gets in for two reasons for me.
Okay.
He gets in because he's just better than the other guy, Mr. Blackface. And he gets in because of the longevity. So those are the two reasons I will get him in.
Yeah, but Blackface fans and the people who are at the commercial apex are gonna say, look, you can't ignore fucking Blackface because he sold $1 billion worth of music in his career. You know what I'm saying? You can't ignore that. You know, rap guys are gonna say, yeah, but he wasn't really an MC and shit. I mean, you can't listen to fucking a half a dozen reference tracks and say anything different. See, Eminem doesn't have that problem.
But his problem is every fucking record sounds the same.
No, it's not. But that's not the point. That may be true, and I'm not disagreeing with that, but he doesn't have that. He doesn't have the baggage of reference tracks.
But see, when you talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's just music anyway, so it doesn't...
They don't care.
99% of the people in there probably had shit written for them.
Right, right.
Right, I get that, and that's where Blackface will maybe ultimately end up, and I'm not saying that he won't. Okay, no doubt, but what I'm saying is that Eminem's hanging around over there to sort of give some type of buffer. That's my epiphany. That's what I think. And Eminem, that's the only thing he's got to be doing. I think he's looking at a lot of this commercial shit and he's saying, look, you know, I'm gonna make this regular Eminem, you know, shit, and I'm gonna sell every time out or whatever. But the only thing that certain people are gonna look at, numbers. And you're right. You know, sure, Blackface is going to get in some of the more hoity-toity things. You know what I'm saying? But M is going to be like, no, I really represent real rap in the fact that nobody ever wrote my rhymes. I don't have no ghostwriters. I'm none of this phony shit.
Okay, well, let me flip the script for a second.
My man.
So, since we're talking about pop rap and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, okay. When the Hip Hop Hall of Fame opens up, does Eminem get in? Vote, my nigga.
Whoa.
I'm asking votes right here.
You know what?
Crickets.
No, I'm going to say he gets in, but certainly has a bad taste in my mouth because at some point in time, damn, B, and I, you know, and it's not racial. I'm not on that shit like Lord Jamal, but man, fuck, he just does not make good music. You know what I mean? He sells a lot of fucking music. That's the apex of what we're at now. He sells a lot of fucking music. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people who buy it, who like it.
But we're talking about the hip-hop Hall of Fame.
The so official, saying, the Rocky Buchano.
The Rocky Buchano joint. You're saying he's getting in. Your vote.
My vote?
Your vote, you're saying he's getting in.
B, you know what? That is a wild speculation because you know what? Sort of even just like any other Hall of Fame, who else is up that year? You know what I mean? I got the, you know what I'm saying? Literally, it has to be. No, I'm just saying, literally, it has to be like Eminem would be up that year, Blackface, you know, Young Thug, Future.
Them niggas ain't getting
it. No, but I'm just saying it would have to be that type of class for me to be like Eminem's in there.
You're doing all that. I'm Chris Carter in that motherfucker, yo. He'll get it eventually. But fuck that, and I don't give a fuck what nobody says about
you
that.
You keep putting Eminem in with these new niggas. That's because he keeps his career going so long. But M's been around for a long damn time.
He has been.
So yep. M should be coming up with niggas like DMX and niggas like that. And you were like, no, X gets in. So nigga, you're not getting in this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then he comes up another year. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, okay, no, you're not getting in this year.
Chris Carter, my nigga.
Not Ocho Cinco.
Nah, Ocho Cinco, nah. Chris Carter.
He ain't getting it. I don't know if Ocho Cinco getting it.
The thing about Eminem, yo, and I have a fucking bias. I'm just being honest. I have a fucking bias against the dude and his career. There's going to... If we're talking commercially... And it's no question he's getting in first ballot, the greatest, all that shit that they say. But if you were going to look at the history of hip hop and the MCs that came before him and even after his ass, he's not there. He's not there for me, yo. Sorry.
So
that goofy ass fucking rapping shit. That high pitch, high and all that bullshit, yo. That to me is demerits, yo.
So to
that's
you,
demerits. It's gimmicks.
So to you, you're saying his boy Roasted 5 Mine gets in before him.
Oh hell, fucking yes, yo. The only fucking gimmick song that I can call off the top of my head, and I done heard a lot of motherfucking Royce da 5'9" records, is that I Hate Your Pants shit. That was some gimmicky shit. But other than that, yo. Fucking Royce da 5'9" spits fire. No bullshit, goofy voices, no dumb shit. Just fucking fire when he rhymes. That is not Eminem to me. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, yo. And you can, whoever wants to go against it, you can like it. It's your prerogative. But what the fuck I stand for in hip hop? I'm one of them fucking Peter King niggas, yo. You not getting in.
But me, okay. But again, like I said, see, okay. Him making bad music, I agree, but I'm sorry. That's my epiphany. I seriously believe that Eminem is doing this intentionally, okay, to hang around sales wise to make people think about this shit. Okay, are we gonna start letting fraud look? There's a commercial aspect of it who don't give a fuck. Both of those cats will be in, okay?
Right.
The Rock and
right.
Roll Hall of Fame or Billboard yep. Hall of Fame. They're they don't give in. A fuck. They're both in, okay? Yep. But, I mean, when it comes to, you know, I mean, critical hip-hop thinking, you know, the only thing people are going to really get right down to, the real critical cats, could be like, you know what, M. And you know what? God damn, I didn't really like a lot of his music, you know, past Bitch Please Part 1 and 2, I really mm-hmm. wasn't fucking with him. But he's getting in, and then to be compared to a you know, nut nigga like Aubrey, you know.
Well, hold on a second, sir. Let me throw another motherfucking name in there for you.
Okay.
Since you're talking about Aubrey, you're talking about Marshall. What about Kanye? Out of those three, who's getting in first?
Kanye, on the strength of first and second, maybe third, and his production for others.
Yeah,
he's made some real credible hip hop.
Yeah,
before he turned like you know, before he turned into a nut.
Yeah, yeah, you convinced me. I definitely would vote. I would vote him in out of those three. Yeah, he's in.
It's like one of them things that we voting for him for what he did on the field or his antics, you know, in a white Bronco. You know what I mean? That's what that comes down to. People was talking about taking OJ out.
Can't do it. After that. He's in there.
So on that aspect, speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we got two inductees that are very interesting. First is Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. Who
we gonna get it? We gonna get in trouble on this?
Well,
Whitney deserves it.
Yep. Yep.
Now I don't know if I seen LL in there yet.
See, not that's, yet. That's where I was going.
I mean, why is LL getting dissed?
That's crazy, ain't it?
But because of the strength of the fact that this guy has remained so popular and more popular in death than he was in life.
B, it's the only reason why they... See, this is what I'm talking about when you go to commercial... B, right. This is what I'm talking about when you go to commercial cats who don't give a fuck about quality. Look, nobody's dissing Biggie and nobody's dissing his legacy, but God damn it, how can you not put LL Cool J in there? Come on!
That's crazy. Matter of fact, I'm tweeting them motherfuckers right now.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous, yo. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is, and that's why I say, that's what I believe that Eminem is hanging around. Is hanging around because they're going to need a point counterpoint. When they hurry up and put, you know, your boy in from up north, Canada, and shit, Cats is going to be like, well, come on, you know.
Well, Eminem's going to get in before that, B. Too many people love
Eminem. That's true.
Eminem.
No, that's
real. He's going to get in off the strength of that alone.
That's real. That's real. So, well, damn, B, I can't even believe, you know, Biggie. I know, you know.
And Biggie, as much as I love Biggie, Biggie's one of my favorite MCs of all time. But no, he don't deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He don't deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, really, because when you really think about that,
He don't have enough work.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't have enough work.
Right, when I really think about that, you said Biggie got two studio albums.
Two albums, B. That third album was trash. Them niggas
no, well, that was, put that yeah, shit that, out. That was, I don't, I'm talking they about was the original. They wrong
with right, that bullshit.
I'm talking about the original recording, so, yes. You know. I guess when I think about that, I'm just like, damn, yo, that's probably as many original albums as Big L, you know.
As much as I love Big L, he won't deserve to get in.
Well, Big L was not a commercially viable artist. I'm just saying, or whatever. Though,
even in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, he doesn't deserve to get in because he doesn't. He might deserve to get in for certain things, certain records, or just possibly put him in for certain things, but not just out and out. Be like, yeah, he should be in there.
Depends on what you really think the Hip Hop Hall of Fame should be, man.
We can't start giving passes. No, I'm not talking about because you love their work.
No, I'm not talking about giving cats passes. I'm just saying how much. See, the problem with hip hop is how much are we at the balance here? We keep talking about balance, but there are certain people I'm sure on that panel was like, look, you know, as much as I like Cold Crush and Charlie Chase and
Cold Crush was early to me, so I think a lot of them cats probably just get in.
No, and maybe they do. No, but the point I'm saying is that you're gonna have somebody on that panel is like, as much as I love the history, and you know I know the history, in order to keep this thing viable, we need star power. We need the people who generate the money.
And
how much balance are you going to have? Because we see when you don't have balance, that's when you got Biggie going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, I know cats be like, what the fuck? Yo, it's Biggie. I'm like you. I like Biggie just like the next nigga. But come on. You know, really? Come on.
And so I just tweeted to Rock Hall, how can you constantly neglect LL Cool J? We all love Notorious Big. But LL is long overdue to be enshrined. Do better. Be legit.
So That's what I'm saying. That's what it comes down to, B. I mean, at some point in time, you know, shit, we may never live to see it, but at some point in time, somebody's going to be like, come on.
You mad because you fucked your girl, yo? Let LL in there.
At some point in time, people are going to be like, yo, you just, nobody knows about these underground people. It's time to start putting guys in. See,
you're not just going to start throwing underground niggas in. You're going to be throwing cats in that's actually got something, got records out, got a career.
You got to put LL in there, KRS. One, he's not in there, right?
No, I don't know.
Run DMC just got in not too long ago.
First of all, guys like KRS-One and them ain't getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They are not.
Nah.
Well, I know you're stuck on that name, nigga, but they throw everybody in there.
They not.
It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They not. But trust me when I tell you KRS-One.
KRS-One doesn't have a pop career like
that. Right.
LL had a serious pop career.
He did. And that's what it gets right down to. Anybody who's going in there has got a serious pop career. And
Run DMC had a serious pop career.
Right. You know? So, and that's why you got NWA, you know? And think about this. From rap world, you're going to see Combs in there one day.
And Combs don't deserve it.
He's going as
an executive or something like
no.
that.
No. Combs is going.
Oh, Combs is going. Albums and work for that shit.
Every breath you take.
Oh, son.
Combs is going.
Combs don't deserve it.
I'm just trying to tell you the real pop careers. People with pop rap careers are going. Again, we already named the biggest two guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, Blackface and Eminem. They're going.
Are the Roots getting in? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
I tell you what, yes, but that's politics. That's because they like Questlove and they're into Questlove as him. Yeah, I'm going to say yes, but not for their music. But this is politics. That's Chris Carter. That's politics.
Okay.
Well, before that, shit, the corporate is getting in before all of that.
Corporate's in. You know who else is it? Black Eyed Peas in.
Ooh. Yeah.
They sold a lot of fucking records, yo. Yeah.
They're in there at some point.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas in.
But they're in there.
Nah, B, we talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We ain't talking about Bucano and them. We talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, the corporate gets into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, sure. No doubt, for sure. You know, so that's what's up, man. Wow, incredible.
Damn, I'm thinking artists and shit.
How many niggas that could get in or don't get in?
Eric B and Rakim, whether we want to say they were pure hip hop or not, they had a big hip hop, a commercial smash, yo.
Nah, they had one record. They don't get in.
They don't get in. They get in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
All day, but they don't. Nah, not Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. B, that's what I'm saying. You got to look at B, I'm too bad. I should have had the list. I wanted you to look at the list, the people who are on the list, and they're all pop people. You know what I mean? The Whitney Houston's, I think, like Nine Inch Nails and people like that. You know what I mean?
I'm not fronting on Whitney, B. She belongs in whatever the fuck Hall of Fame for singing that there is.
But that's my point, man. Whitney sold a lot of records.
But she was also extremely talented.
That just happens to be happenstance right here. That just happens to be.
Well, in this day and time,
yeah.
You don't have to be talented.
Right.
And speaking of her, you know what's fucked up? I look out my window at work, yo, and I see the Beverly Hotel every fucking day, yo. It's like, God damn.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
No doubt. So... All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is shout to T-Bear. He posted a lot of technology things here. But what I found interesting was Rain launches the Rain 70. Okay. 70? Yes, the range 70.
At $5,000?
No.
1,700, something like that.
No, actually, I believe it is going to come in at, as I scroll, I want to say 14. Okay, yes, $14.99, $1,500. They want to be a wannabe, right? They want to be a direct.
$1,700 when it's all said and done.
17, well, nah, maybe not that much of shit, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to pull a drive-by? Anybody want to do a strong arm robbery?
Nah, sir.
No.
Okay.
No.
Too old for them type of years in jail, nigga. Yeah, okay. I just wonder, you know, we want to do what it takes to get it. But anyway, the Range 72 is supposed to be a direct. See, Range finally got smart. And I think manufacturers are going to have to fucking start getting smart, okay? You got guys out there who don't need a lot of fucking buttons. And as gorgeous as the Range 72 is, I didn't need the screen, you know what I'm saying, with the waveform on it. I didn't need that shit, you know what I mean? I didn't need a lot of shit. I'm even one who don't even need performance pads because I'm not finger drumming a live performance. There are those who do that and are incredible that they do that. But most cats... A number one ain't got the budget for these mixers, but the Range 72 is supposed to come in at $1,500 to give the S9 from Pioneer some competition. So that is a welcome situation. I'm such a Range guy, but because Range is no longer manufactured in the United States of America, I don't know. I'm always going to be skeptical. You know, I was proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Manufactured in the U.S., but no longer.
Be an American.
Down with Trump Nation, nigga?
I'm saying, what the hell?
I didn't say that. I'm just...
I mean, you fist pumping and all that shit? Damn.
Okay.
They ain't making it in America no more. Get the rope.
Oh, damn.
Damn, yo. And speaking of Pioneer, again, this is courtesy of T-Bear. What up? The new Pioneer DJ, the mixer, isn't for the average DJ. This behemoth comes in with 6 channels and all the Pioneer bells and whistles. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an incredible...
Can you say too expensive?
Well, now, I don't know. What did I say? Something about pulling a stick-ups or some strong-arm robberies and shit. At the $3,200...
Yes, sir.
We might want to get into the drug game. I'm thinking a couple of weeks. If we can move some product, we can get it. A
couple 8-balls, you'd be good?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm thinking just 8-ball. You know what I mean? If we bag it up and pump it up. Just an 8-ball. We should be able to get it. So, now, again, Pioneer, who is the world-class leader, I don't give a fuck what manufacturer you're talking about. Shout to Denon, who is putting out some incredible products. Denon's new media player, which I don't have here, so I couldn't give you any details on it. Yo, I'm telling you, you fuck the software. You don't need it. Denon saying you put your USB stick it in, and you're ready. Matter of fact, on the flip side of the media player, you'd stick a 1 terabyte hard drive in, solid state, of course, stick it in, boom, you're ready to go. The music comes up, you're scrolling, you don't need the software. Okay, that's a shot across the bow. Record box, fall back. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Soretto DJ, pause, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Native Instruments, until you get your shit together, nigga, you might be out the game, period. So, Denon is a shot across the bow with their new media player. I wish I had the specifics, but I just thought about that. So,
nigga, I'm just trying to mix. Shit. I don't need all them bells and whistles, yo.
So, it's funny because I was getting ready to get to the comments about these new mixers, and one of the first comments was, you really just need 2 records, an up and down, and a fader to get the job done. Any more than that, you're just a button pusher. And that's exactly what he says.
Yeah, see?
Was it anonymous?
Yeah, it said anonymous.
But you sure that wasn't written by Primo?
Damn.
Nah, Preem done came off of that rhetoric, yo.
Yeah, I know. Preem used to be hardcore back in the day, son.
So, I mean, so as DJs, yo, are you intimidated by all the situation on the mixer?
I wouldn't say I'm intimidated. It's just, what are you trying to do? If you're trying to do a whole lot of shit, then get that. But if you're trying to mix, just get you a motherfucking mixer.
Exactly, man. That just, to me, that's just a whole lot of fucking shit, son.
Your shit look pretty right there, B. I'm looking right at all them pretty ass lights. My shit look pretty. Orange, green, blue fucking lights and shit. But, I mean, I'm still learning this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to mix. You heard me twisting knobs, but I don't need all that shit.
So I'll be honest with you. I don't use the loop function in the ring that I got because I'm just not that type of DJ. I'm just not, you know what I'm saying? And shit, hell, even the buttons, you know, across the front, I just got them to trigger the sample player. I mean, you know, air horns and shit. You know, that's about it. You know, that's as hardcore as I'm getting other than some echo fall-offs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to One to Dial. He always representing that big. So, but yeah, as far as the, I mean, you got guys out there who is orchestras. They got two turntables, right. And then they got two, you know, who is that T-Bear? Who is that? Bagari Black that's running the CDJ with the two turntables? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You got some talent out there at a high level and, you know, running four, you know, three, four, five decks maybe and shit.
Yeah, nigga, I ain't got the brain capacity.
Nigga, I got two hands. Yeah, I'm gonna stay right here on these two.
Fuck that.
But
we dinosaurs for a reason.
Well, yeah, we are dinosaurs for a reason. But let me tell you something. I still say, and I still always maintain this: the most important skill a DJ has got to have, whether he can mix or not. Mixing is important. But you gotta have knowledge of the music.
Exactly, B.
Yeah.
Because who gives a fuck if you got all them buttons and you got the best sound system, but if you don't know how to rock a party and you don't know what records to play at the right time, then what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I will admit, you know, when we're doing parties and it's a bunch of young bulls, because my knowledge is not good, I'm fading to the back. I'm putting Kurt G in charge of that shit. Cause I'm like, fuck it. I don't want to hear it any motherfucking way. So therefore, you know, the young bulls will have an edge. Now, if somebody's running up to me and be like, yo, nigga, play some of that Paradise Garage shit. Move out of the way, G. You know, just clear the road.
Shit. Yeah. That one joint we did. Niggas was, I was, they wanted to hear some Baltimore club. I started spinning some club. This nigga basically elbowed me out the way. I'm like, let me get that G. Let me get that Baltimore club G. I'm like, go ahead, son.
He was having a moment.
Yeah, he went in then.
So, no doubt. So, anyway, but that's the tech talk, you know, the Hip Hop Digest tech talk. And let's see, what else do I got here? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the topics. Again, I just, you know, I'm not going to complain about the regular rap blogs and how much Lori Harvey headlines I've seen, but why talk about it?
Jeez. I don't even know what the fuck that is. See?
Steve Harvey's daughter.
Oh, well.
Daughter-in-law, should I say.
Shit, yeah, I don't know nothing about them 27 buttons, nigga. Nothing. Nothing. He can have his life. I hope he's living well, yo, but that's about it.
So,
I know that nigga's everywhere.
I don't give a fuck about that. Kurt G, you got some world-class Kurt G albums of the week?
Damn. Yes, I do. I wouldn't expect it this early. Okay. Hold on. I'm good. I got him ready. All right.
That nigga be looking at the screen intently. Yeah, he ain't got his shit up. It's giddy.
Yeah, this week we got the Sleeping Giants, the Golden Years. That's the Sleeping Giants, the Golden Years. Then we got Mr. Al Pete and Natsa Cal, G4.0. That's Mr. Al Pete and Natsukal. G4.0, an instrumental joint. It's Dead Tibiasi Apex. That's Dead Tibiasi Apex.
All right, that's what's up. So, look, I ain't even gonna lie. I wanna apologize, yo. It's kind of a raggedy show and shit, you know what I mean? We try to do the best we can. Shit, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, fuck it. We may have to start biting off the jukes and just fucking listen to albums and come in and just start talking about them shits.
God damn, Peter Johansson is giving me a beat down on the text chain, though.
Hey, yo.
That's all right, nigga. Pete Johansson, I don't know how you say it, but I'm going to say it like that. Yo, I listen to almost all that shit you be sending out there, but B, I can't do all that. I just can't do it. Yeah, they love that. They love that crime-ridden shit, B. It's all good. I just can't keep doing that all day.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's why they created their own corner. Shout out to Wes Dino and Peter Johansson. Sure. They created their own corner, found their own niche, and did their own thing because niggas like us wasn't playing the shit that they want to hear. So I like it when niggas do that. Go find your shit and do it.
And can I pop my collar a little bit? Can I pop our collar for a little bit?
Oh,
for a second?
Okay.
So I know we don't like to say a whole lot. I forget. Somebody asked, was it one of our newer Roger? What is his fucking name? Whatever. Roger. He was asking, do we do interviews? I'm like, son, do we do interviews? But speaking of that, yo, we got shit on deck, yo. We got Master Ace on deck. And as of today, recording day, I mean, our folks on the text chain know who I reached out to.
So all that being said, again, Friday night seems to be particularly problematic for a lot of cats as far as recording night. So hopefully we can get these junks done.
Can I finish, my nigga?
Damn. Well, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Shit. Can I kick it? I have been talking fucking Catch P for weeks now, right?
Wow.
And I finally got in touch with Catch P. So we will be talking to him real soon. So just keep listening.
Now that's awesome.
That's awesome. That is
shit, Kurt
awesome.
G, you was like, yeah, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, I did. I hit you with the text. I'm like, yo, go ahead and get him on the show, sure B. Did. Niggas is talking about him too much.
But, and it's funny, yo. People are easy to reach these days, yo. That's something we couldn't do back in the day. We couldn't reach nobody.
Nah, social media, that's one good thing about it and the bad thing about it.
Right. But, you know, we can get at people we want to get at, so it's all good.
All right, gentlemen. Well, we made it a quick one, but that's all right. We'll be back.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Give me the loop. Give me the loop. One.
Peace.
J57 is the mechanism.
The crown jewels in it, sometimes you gotta crown yourself. I'm that diamond in the dirt, that gem in the mud. So my enemies, I hit like a nuclear scud. Success the best way to shut all the haters up. I'm like a Learjet on the set, I rise above. Fly. On my East Coast shit with the tanker trucks. It's me versus whoever fool, I wish you luck. Don't get stuck in the same place running amok. I wake up a old head that's broke and washed up. We bossed up, our cups filled to the rim. Yes. Leaving our mark, we not trying to be like them. Nope. Sick and stressed out, so I detoured and took the best route. I don't be reaching for clout. I just be reaching for that mic so I can hear the truth out. And quiet all that trash y'all be talking about. Come on.
I'm the diamond in the dirt. 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 I'm the underground king. And
ain't been crowned.
I'm on some king shit. Fly slang, you can't distinguish. What? In my kingdom, eating group and kingfish. Grill mahi mahi, vegetable sabachi. As a chef, steam your face like a head of broccoli. What? Spanish mommies call me Big Poppy. Yes. They be pouring my drinks, rolling my L's, giving me sloppy toppy. Yeah. My pink game got me on top of the food chain. No card games, I'm eating rappers like Chow Mein. With chopsticks after I chop you in chunks, chunks. Base thumps, leave your forehead with a couple of lumps. I make my competition run like Forrest Gump. Different styles, each verse for what you want. What you want? I'm a legend, I don't care if y'all agree. When I'm dead and gone, you gon' go back and study me. Study and write a thesis on my best releases. Best releases. I ride around in your V, bumping my masterpieces.
I'm the diamond in the dirt, yo. I'm the diamond in the dirt. I'm the diamond in the dirt. I'm the diamond in the dirt. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. Been crowned.
J57, you crazy for this one? For this one? Knocking.
Hit him with the boobop.
Yeah. One, two, yeah. Recognize motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Check it out. When I grab the fucking mic, I leave a rapper dead.
Facts.
The El Capitan, fuck around and crack your head.
Facts.
I slap your mans, beat the nigga up, black and red.
You know the
shab and damn, fuck the fame, I just be stacking bread. You know the deli, I'm busy trying to get to the smelly.
True.
Your neighborhood tough guy, bitch, I'm grimy and gritty. Line for line, too many rappers fucking with me. Act pretty, cause God is in the fucking city.
Yeah.
Take a bow, nigga still acting foul.
Huh?
The path you on is dangerous, you need to change your route.
Move,
the barrel in your mouth, for being too loud. I let the fucking tube blow on these new clouds. Recognize the motherfucking illest son.
Yeah.
You already know I move with the killer son.
Facts.
Even the shorties now keep a gun. Bitch, I reside where the killers farm. Yeah. Yeah, my sword is the sharpest pussy niggas get body.
True.
All it do is copy, I shit on your whole posse. Bitch, I'm Gotti, roam the streets with the fucking shoddy. In the Mozzie, meet the flyers, kamikaze. Yeah, I put a nigga in the box quick.
Facts.
When I fuck around and let the fucking cat spit. I'm that sick, the guard is known to pop shit. I ain't hard to find, I be on the block, bitch.
Always, nigga.
You can come look for a nigga.
Yeah.
You know it ain't a thing to put the two to a nigga. I'm a beast, I shoot through a nigga. Leave a hole so bad you can see through a nigga. Yeah. Whenever it's war, I give it to you raw.
Yeah.
I came through and conquered after I saw.
You already know, man.
It's the true definition of hardcore. Me and Teddy Ford kicking down your door. Yeah.
Thank you.
get dark and hella hot. We never stop, never got shine. We ever got to make a rock. The diamond testers don't ever flop. Draw crowds long as they let me rock. Forever hot, never not. You don't see us out here acting goofy for the cam and the gram. That flash should either make a statement for the man and the fam. Forever aim to sit higher than they can understand. And shine up on the haters like when dawn land on the land.
Hey yo, 93 million miles away. Rhyme designed in space. Flow money, watch it denominate. Drama, the one they nominate. Award winning and all grinning. Wild card killing. Bullets feeds at you and then they bring the coffin in. Art on the ceiling. Can't reach my level. Fulfilling prophecy even when living modestly. More verses than Deuteronomy, honestly. Flawlessly, victory is mine, obviously. Technology make you fall asleep. It's 1984 with grenades on the shore. Evolving with life and they carnivores. So guard your doors, don't get blood on your floors. Death fought for all, so what's your final score? Reincarnate on call for one more. Reincarnate on call.
Take me to where it's all bright and the dark clouds don't reach. People get their word and they don't breach. Shed light so we learn what they don't teach. Thoughts inspired by warm herbs on a cool beach. Give me a light, let me give the word, son. There's a reason they say the dark path is the worst one. It's easy to try, but when the toll is incurred, sunshine to draw sweat. But is the dark really worth blood?
Bring the drama. It's so real. Do it for Dolo. Speak up. Take a look at my life, it's real serious. The hard time, pleasure and pain that I experienced. They say you shouldn't judge the books by the exteriors. I'm calm on the surface inside, my mind delirious. I'm stressed out, thinking the thoughts of a convict that's fresh out. Ready and willing to blow your chest out. I'm trying to keep my mind on positive things, but every night I'm hearing gunshots, hollers and screams. I started out with just a dollar and a dream. I studied the game and then became a young scholar with a scheme. They say to be a man, but my papa wasn't there to show me how to. This cool world don't care about you. They want you to believe in dreams, but people doubt you. Them same people hating probably couldn't breathe without you. I'm feeling like I can't make it alone. I took my pain and tried to make it a song. Come on.
Things ain't got as bad as they could, but I'm feeling like they finna be. Times when love has been my own worst enemy.
Give me the strength to face my foes, and when my fate unfolds, just take my soul from this place so cold.
Things ain't got as bad as they could, but I'm feeling like they finna be. Times when love has been my own worst enemy.
Give me the strength to face my foes, and when my fate unfolds, just take my soul from this place so cold.
Take these words home and dig it through.
They wanna lock us all up and throw away the key.
Take these words home and dig it through. You bought a 40 on the ground for a brother to wait around. Take these words home and dig it through.
So who you rap with me? The murder or the murder bro?
Take these words home. Take these words home and dig it through.
Yo, it's funny how they label me another Inglewood cat, cause I played with some guns and we laid with some hood rats. Played on the west side to out south for cash, the one thing we couldn't go a day without. Now checking the gats, loading them with bullets, seeing how we can go down, wishing somebody pull it. I seen drama that started from poking fun. One laid out, the other holds a smoking gun. Into the dragon, Benz wagon, guns dragging on the oak floor. They said chill, but I smoke more. A G's life and we living it. And niggas hated civilly cause we was young and getting it. Never defeated by the streets, scarred heavy. I done had games since dudes had stars on their Chevy. 35s on their windows, rolling with the Ken folks while we sipping the jam, puffing on the endo. Things ain't got as bad as they could, but I'm feeling like they finna be. Times when love has been my own worst enemy.
Give me the strength to face my foes, and when my fate unfolds, just take my soul from this place so cold.
Things ain't got as bad as they could, but I'm feeling like they finna be. Times when love has been my own worst enemy.
Give me the strength to face my foes, and when my fate unfolds, just take my soul from this place so cold.
Take these words home and dig it through.
They wanna lock us all up and throw away the key.
Take these words home and dig it through.
Name is Game.